We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Ah, yes. Thursday's morning mashup is upon us. Let's get it going, y'all.
By the way, I saw that movie for the first time in my life last year, and gotta admit, wasn't worth all the hype. But moving right along. Yesterday, NFL draft prospect Ben Bartsch made the news. Ben is going to be one of the few Division III players drafted in this year's draft. Offensive tackle from St. John's University in Minnesota. And he didn't start off as an offensive tackle. High school, he was a tight end, but he gained 70 pounds in the most disgusting way possible. He had a shake, and the ingredients in that shake he had were 7 scrambled eggs, cottage cheese, quick grits, peanut butter, bananas, and top that all off to make it go down smooth, some Gatorade. 70 pounds drinking that. Says he would just throw it all in and plug his nose and hope for the best. And, well, I guess his best is going to be drafted in the NFL, so maybe that shake works. George Kittle broke the first rule of NFL free agent negotiation. Don't ever show your cards to anybody, including a coach's wife. While vacationing in Cabo San Lucas with Nick Mullins, Levine Tuilolo, Kyle Shanahan, and his wife, he let Kyle Shanahan's wife know just how much he liked playing in San Francisco, but told her, hey, you got to promise not to tell the coach about this. And you know what she did? She told the coach. So that might be a couple mail out your check, bruh. Next time, learn to be quiet. George Springer yesterday got booed in a spring training at bat and said to himself, you know what? I'm going to show those fans. I'm going to hit this next pitch as hard as I can. Narrator, he didn't.
The affable George Springer. And he tried to hit the ball 17,000 miles in response to the boos.
There are good announcers and there are bad announcers. And last night in this NAIA game featuring Grace College and Taylor University, here's an example of a really bad announcer.
Warner gets it. They're not able to foul. Warner's going to fire up a three, and he had it!
Got it!
We're in overtime!
He had it!
1.6 seconds remaining. Degenkolb's going to fire up a full quarter, and it's good!
He hit it! Was it after the buzzer?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Tuesday night, Shaquille O'Neal asked the age-old question. Are they Twizzlers or are they Red Vines? And who calls them what?
Packers led by 10. And we had a debate. He's eating Red Vines.
White guys call it Red Vines. Black people call it Twizzlers.
But there's legitimately two
brands. Oh, shut it up, Jeremy. They're called Twizzlers.
We call it Twizzlers.
Yeah, but like on the box, it says
Red Vines. I don't care what it says on the box.
Yeah, we just don't call it Red Vines.
For example.
So you're saying because he's black, he only eats Twizzlers?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying black people call it Twizzlers. White people call it Red Vines.
I call it Twizzlers.
For example, I used to live in Manhattan Beach, right? So one day I'm swimming, and I see fins, right? So I run out the water and the guy said, no, it's dolphins. No, it's not dolphins.
It's a shark.
Okay? That's it. So I'm saying, that's Twizzlers. Red thing that you eat and you twist up Twizzlers. I don't care what you're talking about.
Just compare sharks,
man, I'm a Twizzlers,
dolphins,
man.
We're going to close out the mashup today with the new MLS theme song composed by none other than legendary Grammy-winning composer Hans Zimmer.
The new theme song for Major League Soccer. Does this get y'all fired up for a little bit of footy?
I'm confused now a little bit. Like, much love to Shaq. But when I see him, we're going to talk about this whenever I see him because he's busy as hell. There's a huge difference between Twizzlers and Red Vines. And guess what? In case y'all didn't know it, you know, because we are on radio, I'm an African-American.
Oh, no, really?
And I don't like – Twizzlers are Twizzlers. Red Vines are something different. Like, I like red – like, between the two, I'll take Red Vines over Twizzlers because they taste better. They taste a lot better.
Yeah, I think Twizzlers are too thick for lack of a better term. Like the
Red Vines have a little bit more flavor to them.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a Twizzler fan. I will eat Twizzlers if I can't find Red Vines. But if I'm going to the store, I'm looking for the Red Vines. And the Red Vines are the one that they come in a tub.
Yeah, I know, right?
They come in a big old tub. Like, you can't get Twizzlers in a tub.
Yeah, Twizzlers are thicker and chewier than Red Vines, which are a little sweeter.
Yeah,
I'm more of a Red Vines guy.
No, but
licorice. But I, but you, I.
And like, they call, I didn't know, I don't swim in the ocean, so I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, they're called sharks or dolphins. They're not the same thing. It's like Red Vines and Twizzlers are not the same thing. I may be alone here, but I like black licorice. I don't.
You're the only person that does. Black people don't like black licorice.
Well, no. Black licorice over red licorice.
Nah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Apparently, I'm alone putting my ketchup on scrambled eggs, too.
That's different.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their quirks, well, you know, things that they like.
Or it hasn't seen a movie that's been out for 30 years that everybody else on the planet has seen.
He hasn't seen what? Lion King?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen the new Lion King. He saw the old one last year.
It's only been out for 30 years. It took your time. And then you said it was overrated? Are you kidding me? It's a great film. It's okay. It's not okay. It's great. Man.
Yeah, I heard that the best thing about the new Lion King was obviously the Elton John song. They said that was like the Elton John song was like killer. They said that was like the best thing. I didn't see it because
I didn't see the new one.
No, man. I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, not the live action. I'll live with the animated version. That was fine by me. I didn't want to see the play. I'm sure the play on Broadway was really good too. I'm sure the live action was fine, but I'll just live in that.
Oh, wow. We just put up a vote. I guess only two people voted. So what? It never matter. We're 50-50. Like, only two people voted.
But Red
we
Vines
put up a Red Vines or Twizzlers.
All right, I got to vote in that. I'll have to vote black licorice.
Yeah, because, well, you could, yeah, that's, yeah. We got 24 hours. You know what? When I saw it, I was like,
who's with me? Come on.
When I saw it initially, because I didn't look at the count, I was like, oh, it's 50-50. This is a neck-and-neck race.
Yeah.
It's only two people voted.
Well, I can't. And Twizzlers to me, you can't. Yeah, only two people voted you.
50-50. Twizzlers.
I think Twizzlers are actually bad.
What you mean?
They have no flavor. Wait. We're old enough, and if you're young, you might not remember this. We used to. There used to be different candy. Okay, there used to be different candy, like candy cigarettes, which you can't find anymore. But there used to be some different candy. One of the things that we had when we were young, Hugh, there was wax little bottles. Okay, imagine a bottle that's about the size of
the bottle
pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it was wax, and it looked
and it
like
had
a
the
bottle.
Little syrup in it,
right?
Yeah.
And so it was a clear wax bottle, and you would bite the wax bottle, and there would be a little bit of syrup in it, right? So you remember those, but the wax was terrible. It was just wax.
Yeah.
Once you get the syrup out. You wouldn't chew the wax, you'd throw it away. That's what Twizzlers is to me. It's just wax. I don't like it.
They're not just wax. I mean, they're okay, but like I said, the Red Vines taste better. To me, they taste better. They taste better.
You know, so I mean, listen, you can like what you like, but we're talking about this. So MLS, one other thing about MLS, and welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios this morning. You may have heard the new Fire 'Em Up song. You know, they're trying to create, they got Hans Zimmer. This guy's been around. But doesn't that sound like a villain from a Bruce Willis Die Hard film? Anyway, they got Hans Zimmer out there, who is
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber, what it was. The Academy Award winning producer to create this sound, because they want a song for MLS that is associated with MLS, much like you would have those songs that are associated with Monday Night Football or the NFL on Fox, you know, something that's readily identifiable, right?
Yeah.
And through all of this, They do that, and we'll see if it catches on or not.
Probably not.
As the season's about to begin here for MLS, the owner of LAFC, Larry Berg, went out there very publicly and said that he made a bold prediction, Hugh, yesterday. Larry Berg, the owner of LAFC, stood up there and said, Major League Soccer will be, in the not-too-distant future, more popular than Major League Baseball in the United States. I'm just wondering if you think he's onto something.
No, I'm pausing because I think he's onto something. I mean, like, baseball is regional. I would venture to say maybe. I don't know how, like, here is regional because we watch it a lot.
Because of the Braves.
Yeah, right. I'm talking about soccer. I'm talking about Atlanta United.
Oh, okay.
But the way that Atlanta United has grown and on television and I would probably say, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he might be out of sight.
Now, think about it, though, John, because—
But you just hit on the reason, Hugh. There's only one national sport, okay? There's only one national sport. That's football.
Yeah.
Because every other sport is regional. I call it the Wichita test. Like, in Wichita, do they care about the NHL? No. Do they care about the NBA? No.
The Wichita test.
Yeah, it's the Wichita test. Does Wichita in the middle of the country care? Okay, so do they care about the NHL? No. Do they care about the NBA? No. Do they care about baseball? Not really. They care about the NFL, though, in Wichita.
And soccer is, you know, you talk about Major League Baseball. On a whole, it's not a lot of African Americans that play Major League Baseball. Now, there's a lot of Dominican African Americans or, you know, Afro Latinos and stuff like that that
sure,
play.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about American born kids that are playing.
Right.
When you go to soccer matches now, you see a lot of African American kids. You see a lot of African American kids playing now.
You see a lot of every ethnic group.
Yeah, but I'm saying specifically, I mean, like African American kids.
But if you go to California, because my daughter played out there, mm-hmm. you can't believe how many Asian kids play.
No, it's one of those transcendent sports. Hawks fans, tune into the morning show each Thursday at 7:40 as John and Hugh interview Coach Lloyd Pierce. Brought to you by BMW. Yeah, that's the song that caught on fire.
From a movie that Oren saw for the first time last year.
Did he see the old one or the new one? Did he see the one with the cartoon? Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Morning menu next. Three questions from Abe, the producer, to us that we ask you. We don't know what they are. It's sort of like, love is blind. In this case, the menu is blind. Next, with John and Hugh after a CBS Sports Minute.
This is the morning menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ha! What other person likes black licorice? Good for you. Because black licorice is that's licorice. The rest of it's
just one person.
Candy.
48 people voting. You got one person.
The rest of it's just red candy.
Taylor Clark just told me he's never heard of Red Vines. I tell you what, go to Kroger today and go in the candy aisle and you will see them right there. And buy a little pack, just buy the small pack, and thank me later. Because they're very good.
Yeah,
to me, that tastes better than Twizzlers.
I was surprised when I saw that too. It's like saying I've heard of M&M's but not Reese's Pieces. Which, Reese's Pieces versus peanut M&M's. Which, Reese's Pieces by a mile, far better.
What?
But Red Vines and Twizzlers are supposed to be similar.
But they're not.
No, they're not.
Peanut M&M's and Reese's Pieces are completely different candies.
As Red Vines and Twizzlers are.
Not really.
No, peanut M&M's and Reese's Pieces are the same candy.
It's
chocolate and peanut butter inside a candy coating. It's the same thing.
There's no peanut butter in peanut M&M's. There's a peanut in M&M's.
No, peanut butter. No, that's not true. No, peanut butter M&M's.
Oh, you're not talking about peanut M&M's.
I'm talking about peanut butter.
I don't know if I've ever had peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah, peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces. Peanut butter.
Okay,
M&M's.
That's what they are, aren't they?
I don't know. Apparently not, according
they
to
are
one John
Fricke. Reese's Pieces. No, or peanut butter M&M's.
I'm saying they're not.
It's like Red Vines and Twizzlers. I mean, there's peanut butter M&M's and there's Reese's Pieces. And Reese's Pieces are far better than peanut butter M&M's.
Wait a minute. You're confused. No, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces is not an M&M product.
No,
but Reese's Pieces is M&M's with peanut
offshoot of M&M's.
Reese's Pieces is a peanut butter cup, you know, company.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the M&M's, Mars company, and then there's the Reese's. And then
yeah, M&M. but basically it's the same thing. Like, right, Reese's
Not according
Pieces.
To John
well,
Fricke.
Well, peanut butter M&M's and Reese's Pieces are basically the same thing. They're just made by different companies.
Peanut
well,
butter M&M's. You just told me they weren't
Wait a minute. Peanut butter M&M's are M&M's with peanuts in them.
No, that's
not peanut butter M&M's. Peanut butter M&M's. peanut butter M&M's. Peanut butter M&M's are M&M's with chocolate and peanut butter.
No, I understand where you're going now. I just
didn't think it was that type of concept.
I would.
Yeah, the way you said it confused
peanut
everybody.
Peanut butter M&M's.
I would wager that they're closer to each other than Red Vines and Twizzlers.
No, I don't think so. Actually,
it is.
You have to taste it too. You understand that they're, you know, Reese's Pieces are far better than peanut butter M&M's.
I guess. Eggs without ketchup are far better than eggs with ketchup.
No, eggs so without scrambled eggs. And scrambled eggs without ketchup are
any sort of
are
eggs.
Bland.
Any sort
well,
of
I
eggs.
Wouldn't put ketchup on fried eggs. I mean, come on.
Fried eggs, the only one that you would put ketchup on if it's on a burger.
You're going to put them on like scramble?
Yeah, just a little bit. A little bit of ketchup on scrambled eggs with hot sauce.
I mean, I've seen people do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not a fan. I've seen people do a lot of things they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, like putting ketchup on like Chick-fil-A.
I've seen people lather steak ketchup. We're not going to go with Chick-fil-A.
Ketchup and pickles. That's how the Southerners do it. Just saying.
You have pickles in your eggs?
No, on Chick-fil-A. All right. Move on.
Question number one here of this disaster of a segment. With the latest concerns, if you do have any, on Freddie Freeman, should the Braves consider signing a additional backup first baseman, or do you trust Yonder Alonso?
That's pushing the panic button, like seriously pushing the panic button.
A little bit.
I'd say trust Freddie Freeman.
Here's my thing. Since Austin Riley can play first, if Austin Riley makes the team and you got Johan Camargo and he can play third, Austin Riley becomes your de facto backup first baseman. So the answer is no.
What's up with that Blake Bell dude? Can he play first?
But yeah, this dude, what's his name? Blake Ball?
Ball, yeah.
Bryce Ball, whatever. Bryce Ball, hang on here. Let me find his name.
No one's ever heard of him before a week ago. Now he's mashing bombs.
It was all good just a week ago.
Now he's mashing bombs.
This guy is he's a young player who comes in. Where did I have his name here?
I have two parts in the rundown there with Braves.
Here it is. Bryce Ball hit a solo home run yesterday. They are in love. This kid, he's 6'6".
Yeah, get him a glove.
Yeah, and he's going to be, I think, in Double-A this year. And they're
just waiting.
What they're waiting for is
DH to come in.
Yes, exactly. That's what Bryce Ball is, a 6'6" guy who hits the ball a country mile and hit a home run yesterday. And they're waiting for the DH.
Travis d'Arnaud also hit one out yesterday.
Yay!
Good thing to see.
Yeah, the catchers are.
So maybe we should slow the Shea Langelier should start the season bit.
Well, I think you know you probably are going to have to do that.
Travis d'Arnaud might have something to say about that the rest of the spring. I agree with you guys. Talking with or seeing what they talked with Freddie Freeman's doctor, and we'll find out more from Will about the specifics. Will Carroll, our injury expert, later today. I'm kind of with you guys. I'm not really freaked out. I'm not freaked out about it. I think this was kind of expected. It's probably more about a confidence level and dealing with something he hasn't felt before than it is
an actual concern.
Crack. There are some concerns along the Falcons' defensive line. Hopefully they address some of that in free agency or the draft. Some of it, you're just going to have to deal with what we got. And so the question I have for you guys, who plays more meaningful snaps this season, Deidrin Sanat or John Kaminsky?
Kaminsky. I mean, because he's at a position where there's an immediate need right now. We don't know. We think we know what the Falcons are going to draft first. We don't know. I mean, all signs point to a defensive lineman, but that's not to say that that'll happen. The 1 year that we thought they were going to get a defensive lineman, they got Keanu Neal.
Right.
and they surprised everybody. They got a couple offensive linemen.
Go back to look at that draft and see which D lineman got drafted after Keanu.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't put myself through that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Last year we got offensive linemen. You know, you always win in the trenches. That's football, and it's been like that forever. But with, you know, them saying, well, with Tommy Dimitrov's call coming out and saying that, you know, looking at offensive receivers, offensive playmakers, it all depends. Like, this is the thing about the draft, John. All depends on how it goes. There might be a run on quarterbacks. There's going to be one of those young quarterbacks that gets drafted a lot higher than we anticipate him to draft.
We saw that with Trubisky. We saw it with Pat Mahomes.
I think there may be a fourth quarterback taken before the Falcons at 16.
That could happen. Somebody could
trade
up.
There's going to be a fourth one taken.
Yeah, because what will happen tonight in the combine is that somebody like Jordan Love will show out or Jacob Eason, and somebody will fall in love with him, and somebody will move up to take him ahead of the Falcons at 16. Anyway, to answer your question, the answer is this is not really a question because John Kaminsky will be on the team. I don't have any faith that Deidre's not even going to make the team. I just don't. He's going to have to make this club.
Yeah, I do wonder
if... He didn't
even
hardly dress out a lot last year, did he?
Yeah.
Not a ton. I do wonder if where the Falcons draft makes a difference. If they obviously defensive line, but if they go tackle versus end, if that changes things up a little bit. But I tend to agree with both of you. I think Kaminsky probably gets more than Sanat.
And look, I hope that Deidrin, you know, does things in the offseason that he blows up and he has a great year and suddenly he's a force, and that would be wonderful for the Atlanta Falcons. But I also have a sense, Hugh, that if the rush edge guys that are there, it's, let's say the Falcons don't trade and they're at 16 and they're down to like Gross Mottos and you know, I don't know, pick another guy, Terrell Lewis, that they, and they're just not sold that they're a real difference maker because they want these game wreckers. And Kinlaw's there, and they think Kinlaw's a game wrecker. They'll have no compunction about drafting Javon Kinlaw and not an edge guy, Hugh. They'll take the inside guy.
They might. They might. But I think that when you talk about letting Vic Beasley go, still not sold on Tack McKinley, that kind of puts you in a position to have an immediate need at that position.
And you may have to address that in free agency.
Yeah, and if you do, you're going to have to address it with somebody that's going to be a difference maker.
Yeah,
Clowney. You've put yourself in a position where, since you've been here, like, honestly, you have not developed, again, and I say it again, you have not developed anybody. Grady Jarrett is his own man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you have not done a great job of putting anybody – you have not done a great job of putting talent around him. You put talent on the other side of the ball for Matt Ryan, but I think this is the year where you have to put some talent around Grady Jarrett. You got to put some up front with him. You got to do something.
All right. We're all,
impossible to argue with that. Impossible.
Yeah. I agree. We're all going to kind of go put ourselves out there with this last question, the dessert round here on the Morning Menu.
More so than I already have?
A little bit. Oren put himself out there a little bit with the Lion King revelation. He didn't see it until last year, which is I can't comprehend it. I have some damaging news to my movie guy persona coming shortly. But the question is, what's a movie or a series of movies that you are ashamed to admit you have not seen?
It's not too much that I haven't seen. I have no shame. I mean, it's not too much that I haven't seen. I've watched movies that have other people looking like, for real, dog? What's wrong with you? Like, yeah.
I'm going to get it out of you. Yeah.
Ashamed is a strong word. I'm not ashamed of anything I haven't
seen. Well, you haven't seen.
Like, say, for instance, I'm not for certain, but I think Wendy has never seen Ghost.
Oh, Wendy has never seen a lot of
movies. She hasn't seen a lot of movies.
She hasn't seen, I don't think she's seen like Gone with the Wind. I mean.
No, a lot of people. I don't think I've seen Gone with the Wind.
I mean.
There's one for your list.
Yeah.
Chalk that one up.
I'm ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I guess ashamed is strong.
But I didn't see.
People would be
surprised.
The Twilight
Saga, okay? I mean,
maybe that's Twilight Saga.
But no one's surprised you haven't seen that, John.
I know. That's why I'm saying I don't know what I.
There are movies that people would be surprised you have never seen. You just got to think.
Yeah,
We may have to revisit later in the show.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you got to revisit. This one's probably an all-day one.
I'll tell you, for me, I haven't seen the Godfather films.
Oh, come on.
See, that's the reaction that I'm looking for.
But see, that's terrible. That's just
reaction
terrible.
That's
ridiculous.
That's
terrible. Oh, man. Are you serious?
I'm aware.
Okay.
I haven't seen The Notebook.
But again, I won't expect you. First off, terrible film. Secondly, a little obvious, predictable.
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks is a
little predictable.
Is a
I don't expect you to have sat and watched.
Yeah, but
a young Ryan Gosling in a.
Yeah, but right. But a lot of people are fans of The Notebook. I didn't see The Notebook.
All right. When we get back, that's the Morning Menu. I'll have to think about that. He hasn't seen The Godfather. Oh my God.
Fredo. Fredo.
Yeah, he didn't know what that is.
He don't know what Fredo
what it
he
is.
He don't even know who Fredo is.
Braves and Astros. Did you see the? You know how many players from the Astros have been hit already? Oh my gosh, hit already in 5 spring training games. Next.
Now more John and Hugh.
All right, let's have some fun
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And the reason we're playing this is twofold. For those of you who don't know this song, and Abe doesn't know this song because he's never seen The Godfather. but also because Don Vito Corleone has put out a hit on the Houston Astros. Well, Vito Corleone, who had some of the great quotes of all time in the history of movies and, for that matter, American life. So we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse, Houston Astros, because at the moment, revenge is a dish best served cold. And right now they're serving that revenge up by hitting the Houston Astros time and time and time and time and time and time and time again already in the preseason of baseball, the exhibition season. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. So Alex Bregman gets hit yesterday in a game. One of the two received immunity, he and Altuve, who's also already been hit. This is what happened to Alex Bregman.
Straw's driven in three of the four runs today. Oh, breaking ball.
Yeah, that's an off-speed pitch. It got away. Catch that left shoulder blade. That's obviously going to cause a stir.
There's a stir.
A stir.
On a breaking ball that hits Bregman.
Okay, A, you're going to say it's a breaking ball, but B, it was like sort of like Nick LaLouche, okay? Just a little outside it was like 4 feet outside. So it may have been a breaking ball, but it was a breaking ball with a little bit of intent, Hume.
I don't know. I know that I read something this morning. There's been seven batters hit in five games, and we're reading into that. But I would say, what is the metrics for how many batters have been hit this spring training so far? You know, it happens. I think that because it's them and what has been said about them, they're under a microscope a little bit, a lot, for that matter. I think they're under the microscope a lot, so I think that we're a little bit more sensitive to that. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to say because we're looking for it. So if we're looking for it, it's going to be there, no question about that. But like we talked about the other day, John, pitchers are working on pitches. Now –
which is a nice excuse if you want to throw it at Astro.
I was about to say, yeah, you could say that. I mean, do I think there's nothing completely there? Can't say that. But I would have to look at it a little bit. I think because of who they are and what's been said, that anything that happens to them is going to be a big deal. I remember the other day when Altuve got hit. He got hit on the foot, and they made a big deal about that. Well, he got hit at the bat. Oh, man,
What was the over-under that we were told?
83.5
yeah. Hit by pitches this year of Houston Astros. That's about a little, slightly over one per game. It's like 1.02 per game, okay? And what are they at right now? 7-5? Oh, that's ahead of that pace. So I'm just saying that, you know, who knows what's going to happen here. Will there be bench-clearing brawls? Well, that may be the other thing. How many bench-clearing brawls will the Astros be involved in this year? Over, under? Six? I mean, because they're going to get sick of you. They're going to get sick and tired of if they think the pitchers are targeting them.
Yeah, if they think they are. You know what? I know that the players have come out and have been strong in their, you know, disdain for what has happened. I don't know. I think it's going to be something that we're going to talk about all year because we're looking for it. We're definitely looking for it. And there are going to be some overzealous fans that are going to go out there, and they're going to make their voice heard, and there are going to be some that are going to be over the top, no question about that. But I don't know. I think some of that is probably going to be a little bit malicious, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
And the first time a pitcher gets suspended for 10 games for throwing in an Astro, and Rob Manfred has to suspend a pitcher, everybody's going to say the same thing, Hugh. Wait, you're suspending that dude, but you didn't suspend the two guys who cheated and stole the World Series. Okay, I gotcha. You know, whether he gave them immunity, this is why, you know, I'm just telling you. Baseball will police itself, Hugh. It will police itself.
I hear
itself.
You. I mean, you know, I guess I look at it from, not saying that you don't, but things like that we think are going to happen, they don't normally happen. Like, even if the Astros are not giving back the World Series, they're not giving that back. We've already tried to make them feel bad about cheating. They don't. We haven't even heard about what's going to happen with the Boston Red Sox. You wonder why? You know why, John Fricky? Since we want to do conspiracy theories, it's because they don't want the same reaction for Boston. They realized once they did this baseball that it was probably a reaction that they weren't prepared for. They thought that when they rolled everybody out there, everybody said what they said, that they were going to, it was just going to go away. That's why ain't nobody did nothing to the Boston Red Sox yet.
They didn't expect that the internet would go in and mine for all of the times that the trash cans were banged, or find that Altuve, or, you know, the internet went, you know, internet detectives, you know, kind of called them out and made it
They
viral.
Underestimate how many grown-ass men still living at home with their parents and got time on their hands to go mine some of those tweets. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, we, like I said, we still haven't even found out about Boston this morning. Red Sox.
You know, I love this. 83.5. 83.5 divided by 162 is not 1. Of course not. I said 1.02. Oh, yeah. Ah, man, math is hard. The Braves.
I think they're saying that's not right. That's still not right.
What?
0.5. I mean, we got two big brains in there. We got one guy that is literal, and one guy that's probably a mathematician, like a wonderkin. So yeah, they're both going crazy because they said it's like 1.5.
No, it's 1.0. It's not like 1.02.
It's the other way.
No, 1.02 per game. It would be 163-162. Great. Oh, whatever.
It has turned into
math.
Something.
I don't know. 0.98, then.
That's why.
Fine.
That's why I don't use math when I make my.
God, I mean,
when I make
whatever.
My points, and when I do, it's simple math, and I still screw that up.
Yeah, all right, I'm not a man. Man, everybody, this show.
These two
from
guys
ketchup
right
on scrambled
here.
Eggs.
Yeah.
To whether it's about one a game.
Did I tell y'all we're doing?
Hairs.
Did I tell y'all somebody that I'm doing a podcast with both of these cats?
Somebody has to see Godfather.
I am doing a podcast with both of these individuals.
Black Licorice is not candy.
One that plays it's trivia not. Every Wednesday.
All right,
and
fine.
Comes with some,
you're right.
Some hard-ass trivia questions every morning.
It's about half. Relax. Jeez.
Hey, man.
It's there. What the side of the line of one? 1.02 to 0.98, whatever. Man. Wizards is smart here when it comes to math.
Math
it's
is
not
hard.
My, it's not my thong suit either, so I'm with you. Braves play today. Sean Nuka pitched yesterday. And Darno and Bryce Ball both hit home runs. This Bryce Ball is going to be a fun guy to kind of keep track of. He is 6'6" and smashes the ball, and the Braves are already talking about the DH coming to the National League, and you got to watch out for this kid. And who knows if he really goes crazy. If he's your new kind of Aaron Judge of the Atlanta Braves, you know, a guy that develops. I mean, 6'6", you could hit the ball a country mile. Yeah, you know
that's
what?
That's a big dude.
Yeah, you could find a spot for him on your team. So we'll have to see what happens with Bryce. Because all the Braves are talking about Bryce Ball down there, about how far he hits it. I mean, he's not just like popping out home runs. He's hitting these like cannon shots, like he's Kingman or something, you know. So that is a guy to keep your eye on. Bryce Ball is his name, and he's like a 6'6" first baseman. And I think he's going to be in Double-A this year at Mississippi. That's what I think I saw. And then Travis Darno hit a home run, so that means the catchers, you don't have to worry so much about Shea Langelier is coming up right now because Travis Darno, if he plays the majority of games, Travis Darno will hit 20 home runs, guys. He'll hit, in this lineup at that stadium, he might hit 20. You're going to like Travis Darno. Everybody, catcher's a disaster. My math is a disaster, but catcher's a disaster. Don't laugh at me. You saw Lion King after 30 years. You waited. You know, I mean. What is the Falcons' plan at the Combine, which begins tonight? Are they going to be looking at quarterbacks? Are they going to be looking at running backs? Are they going to be looking at tight ends? The answer is maybe, and yes. So why would you watch the Combine tonight if it's not defensive line? Because the Falcons are going to be watching the Combine tonight. Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.